warming her pearls next to my own skin, her pearls. My mistress bids me to wear them, warm them, until evening when I'll brush her hair. At 6, I place them around her cool white throat. All day I think of her, resting in the yellow room, contemplating silk or taffeta. Which gown tonight? She fans herself, whilst I work willingly, my slow heat entering each pearl, slack on my neck, her rope. She's beautiful. I dream about her in my attic bed. Picture her dancing with tall men, puzzled by my faint, persistent scent beneath her French perfume, her milky stones. I dust her shoulders with a rabbit's foot, watch the soft blush seep through her skin like an indolent sigh. In her looking glass, my red lips part as though I want to speak. Full moon, her carriage brings her home. I see her every movement in my head, undressing, taking off her jewels, her slim hand reaching for the case, slipping naked into bed, the way she always does. And I lie here awake, knowing the pearls are cooling even now, in the room where our mistress sleeps. All night I feel their absence, and I burn.